Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
How are you, Josh Reynolds?
I'm good, mate. I'm really good.
Are you sick of people coming up to you and asking, oh, how are you, Josh? Are you okay?
To be honest, absolutely sick of it. Of course I'm okay. I'm still alive. But yeah, no, it's a different time in my career. Hey, I was talking to Gerds as we were coming up, and I've been through some times that I haven't had to face in a pre-season. You know, I was lucky enough at the Bulldogs to, you know, cement my spot for many years and sort of not have a real challenge on my hands in the pre-season. But this year was definitely a challenge between me and Benji. And as you may know, I obviously didn't get the nod as I didn't play last week. But it's been good for me. I've sort of sat back and I'm actually pretty proud of how I've taken this. Like, I don't get me wrong, I'm disappointed and it hurts not to be playing first grade, but I've felt my attitude and my, you know, training ethic and the way I've sort of carried myself has been really good, because I thought it'd be a bit harder than what it's been. But yeah, I just want to get out there on Sunday and play my first game for Premier League.
What hurt more, not beating Benji for that spot or not being picked on the bench once Benji was awarded number six, that you weren't even put on the bench?
Yeah, probably that I wasn't going to play at all. I had a slight feeling that Benji was going to get the nod, and him and Brooksy, you know, they played some really good footy together last year, and I had a terrible last year with injury, and that was fair enough. But not to get in the side, it was probably a really bad day. It was a bad day for me, and you know, I did feel sorry for myself for a day. I'm not going to lie. Like, I went, you know, what's going on? I trained really hard. I feel I ticked a lot of the boxes, and I didn't get the nod. But then I sort of said, you know, wake up yourself. You know, you're not anywhere near one of the best players in the game, and you don't deserve, you know, a certain spot in any team. So it's been good, and it will be good for me. I want to work my way back into the team, find some form and play some good footy.
Just sort of explain to us what you mean about, you know, competing with Benji the whole off-season, you know, in regards to, you know, opposed sessions, at training, every fitness drill. Was that something that you sort of went into most sessions knowing that I've just got to do a little bit better than this guy?
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's more not the fitness stuff and that, but definitely like the footy side of things. And if anything, I think that's why I probably hurt a bit more, because I feel this preseason, Gerds, I've brought out a fair bit more to my game. Madge has helped me a fair bit to probably ball play a bit more and use a lot of tempo in my game. So I felt, you know, that battle really made me. It's going to make me a better player, whether I don't play for five or six or seven games. But I know when it's my time, I can definitely, you know, add a new dimension to our team, because, you know, my whole career I've got that, you know, that sort of high energy type of player. And don't get me wrong, I love that. I'm not going to change that. But in the sense of adding more to a team with a bit of composure and a bit of, you know, game management and game building, I think I can, you know, add a lot more to a team. Well,